Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Oil prices are higher this hour following Saudi Arabia's weekend announcement of yet another voluntary cut in oil production. But other members of the world oil cartel, OPEC Plus, are holding their production steady this year. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports the price of oil has fallen significantly over the last year.
Prices jumped on this news, but it's worth noting a surprise oil cut in April caused a price bump that didn't stick around. Overall, prices remain significantly lower than last year. Halima Croft is with RBC Capital Markets.
What a difference a year makes. So this time last year, we were deeply concerned that Europe would be facing a profound energy crisis come winter.
Instead, markets stabilized. Crude prices dropped from more than $100 a barrel down into the 70s. American oil producers can turn a profit at that price, but it's not quite high enough for the countries that rely on oil for national budgets. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Major oil producer Russia says its forces thwarted what its military says was a large-scale offensive by Ukraine to retake occupied Russian territory in Ukraine's east. From Moscow and Paris, Charles Maines has more.
Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said Russia's military routed the Ukrainian forces as they tried and failed to pierce Russian lines in the southern portion of the occupied Donetsk region. The spokesman shared video footage that appeared to show Ukrainian forces under heavy Russian attack. Konashenkov said Ukraine lost as many as 250 troops and 16 tanks in the battle, claims that could not be independently verified by NPR. Ukraine's military dismissed the Russian reports as fake. Yet officials in Kyiv have made clear they have no intention of discussing military operations and tactics ahead of a long-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive aimed at seizing back occupied lands. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The U.S. and Chinese militaries had a close call over the weekend. The Pentagon released a recording of a radio announcement Saturday cautioning a Chinese guided missile destroyer that sharply cut across the path of an American destroyer and forced the USS vessel to slow down to avoid a collision. The incident occurring on the same day defense ministers from the U.S. and China were both attending an annual security conference in Singapore. After days of searching, authorities say they have found the remains of three men who had not been seen since their apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed over a week ago. Iowa Task Force 1 Director Rick Halloran.
They are still working. Things are dynamic and they still could be changing. But the hopes is that we will be entering a new chapter, a new phase in the process of working through the aftermath of the collapse.
Halloran speaking with WQAD-TV. One of the residents who was injured in the collapse is suing the city and the building's current and former owners, alleging they were aware of the building's deterioration but said nothing to the tenants. This is NPR. Federal investigators are trying to determine what caused the pilot of a light plane that crashed in Southwest Virginia to become unresponsive before the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is also looking into why the Cessna Citation 560 was on a flight path that took it through heavily restricted airspace near the U.S. Capitol. As a matter of protocol, the Pentagon's scramble fighter jets, their sonic boom heard far and wide. Authorities say no survivors were found at the scene of the crash. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has filed more than a dozen charges against the crypto company Binance and the firm's CEO. NPR's David Gura reports they're accused of misleading investors and regulators.
Binance runs the largest crypto exchange in the world, and it's accused by the SEC of commingling billions of dollars worth of customers' assets and failing to register with regulators. The company has seen its market share grow dramatically since FTX collapsed late last year, but it's also faced more scrutiny. U.S. customers are restricted from using Binance's main exchange for regulatory reasons, but in its suit, the SEC says the company and its chief executive, quote, subverted their own controls to secretly allow high-value U.S. customers to trade on it. Another U.S. regulator, the CFTC, filed similar charges in March. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 115 points at 33,646. The Nasdaq is up 39 points at 13,280, and the S&P 500 up 4 at 4,286. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.